Don't go listening to other shows. Please stick to the Greg and Greg show that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it Greg's way or nothing at all, but I think you're Gregging too fast.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm TLC.
Minus Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Would you say that you're crazy, sexy, or cool?
Oh, I'm crazy. What about you?
I'm obviously sexy.
Yeah. And together we're cool.
Yeah, totally cool.
Put us all together and we're cool. There's a Game 7 tonight.
World Series.
It's the coolest time ever.
Mm-hmm. But it's hot outside.
When it's Game 7, I don't care. I don't care if it's hot outside.
It's supposed to be cold right now.
It's all right.
It's supposed to be chilly. There's supposed to be people in jackets.
Well,
chaquetas.
I think up that way, up Midwest way, it's a little bit cooler than it is here.
Okay.
But today, the high is like 77.
I think
up there, the high might be around 50-something.
I need the Kansas City Royals to win the World Series this year.
How cool would that be?
You know why? They haven't won since the 80s.
85, buddy.
It was a great playoffs.
George Brett.
Great playoffs.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Orioles, who've been abysmal for years.
Right.
They win the division, and then they almost now they got to play the Royals. They played the Royals, and then they almost made that to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Now they have to play the stupid Giants, who've been winning. I don't want that team to win again.
No, the Giants have won every.
They're spoiled.
Even year, every even numbered year for the past, well, since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 12, and they're back in 14. They can't win it this
year. You don't need it.
The Royals.
City, Kansas City needs this.
The Royals are Destiny's team, I think. And after last night, the 10-0 beatdown they put on them, I think the Giants might be going back into Kauffman Stadium tonight with a little bit of doubt in their minds.
I hope so.
And when you got doubt in your mind when you're playing baseball,
turn your phone off.
You're going to lose, buddy.
Turn your phone off.
So, game
seven.
At least
silence the plinky plinks.
Game seven. It's one of the most exciting things in all of sports.
I love Game 7 World Series of baseball.
I think Ned Yost had a great quote this morning.
What did he say?
Or maybe last night after the game.
Who is Ned Yost?
He's the manager for the Royals.
Okay.
He said, when I was growing up as a kid, standing in my backyard and I was hitting rocks, trying to hit rocks over the fence, I never imagined myself in Game 5 of the World Series with bases loaded, two outs, and I'm at the plate. It's always bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, Game 7, World Series. And now he's there. Man, the excitement level is just, it's boiling
palpable.
Over. It's boiling over inside.
I've been saying palpable a lot.
Why?
I don't know, it's a good word.
It is a good word. So anyway, really excited about a Game
really
7.
Really excited tonight. Game 7 tonight. Baseball.
But then after that, it's over. There's no more baseball.
Yeah, well, until next year.
What's really cool about it is
the fact
that
you can get into your stupid baskets of balls.
The Game 7 in baseball is everybody's available. So if the two guys that pitched last night need to come in, they'll come in. It's just lay it all on the line. It's go time, buddy.
Yeah, this is for everything.
It's for all the marbles.
All of the marbles.
So pretty excited about that. Last night, the basketball season got kicked off to a thunderous thud for the Mavericks.
How'd it go?
It was a pretty good game. Really exciting.
Did Mike Tyson Chandler Parsons Alan Parsons project go well? Runway?
Chandler Parsons didn't go so well. He was like 2 for 10.
So,
but he ended up with the ball for the last shot of the game to win the game. And he hits the front of the rim for a three-pointer. And Mavericks walked away losers, losing to the hated Spurs 101-100. But that's what you'd expect from those two teams. They go out there and they fist fight. And it is great.
So, did Sam Pizza send you any messages?
It started...
With a kiss? How did it end up like this, Greg? It was only a kiss.
Okay, so yesterday at 1:30, I got a text from Sam that says, "Hey, buddy, just wanted to say hey. Hope you're having a great day. I'm just trying to stay hydrated these days. You know what I mean? These rings are kind of heavy." So it's a picture of him with a San Antonio Spurs cup and a championship ring on.
How does he have a championship ring?
I don't know. So I said, "That's funny, because I have one of those cups, too. I usually set it on the floor, pee in it, and imagine it's Tim Duncan's wide-open mouth."
Ew.
And I sent him a picture of my cup.
Of your, I thought you were going to say cock for a second.
No, my cup. So then he sends me another picture of him with the cup and a ring. I respond, "Your team looks weak this year, and they suck." That was right at the like as soon as the ball was tipped. I sent him that text. "Your team looks weak this year, and they suck."
The number one projected team looks weak this year, and they suck.
So we got into just some generic basketball talk. You know, he was saying, "My team looks pretty good, but his team is better, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think it'll be good." So then as soon as the buzzer.
He missed the shot.
As soon as the buzzer goes off, I get a text from Sam that just says, "Hey, Greg." And then I get a text from my neighbor, Jason, who just says, "Mavs suck." And I was like, "Oh, so now you're going to jump into this San Antonio
bandwagon
BS that I have to deal with all the time?" So every time that the Mavs and the Spurs play, as soon as the Spurs win, I hear it from everybody.
Yep.
Anyway, I think the Mavs got a little hosed last night. I think the refereeing was a little bit of home-cooked, if you will. I think Manu Ginobili driving through the lane and he plows over six people and makes the basket and there's no call. I think that's crap. Mavs should have won that ball game. So then Sam sends me another text this morning that says, "Dear Greg, your team sucks. They have the worst record in the league."
He's not lying.
So I write back, "Dear Zach Bagans, your team sucks and they pay the refs. Sincerely, hater."
Good times with Sam Pizza.
So, yeah, so the Mavericks fall 101-100 to the stupid Spurs.
They're the worst team in basketball.
If it were to have been anybody else, I would take the loss. But this one against the Spurs to open the season, to lose by one, just kills me. It kills me inside. Come on, Mavericks. I need more from you. I really need more from the Mavericks right now.
Do you know how much more you needed from the Mavericks?
Two points. I needed 2 points. I don't know if anybody missed a free throw last night, but if they did, they need to practice their free throws. That's all I'm saying about that. Did you hear about the dude who went to the Broncos game and just said that he was tired of watching sports that day and went to the bathroom and just never came back?
Yeah.
About this fella?
How weird is that?
Okay, so this guy, Paul Kitterman.
He just left the game.
He's 53. He said he had had his fill of football and decided to take a walk somewhere warmer. Who doesn't want to do that? Sometimes you're just watching a game, you get tired of it, you want to go somewhere warm, right? No, we all have that issue. Well, he walked out of the stadium, walked 110 miles south.
110 miles.
And they found him in Pueblo. The Pueblo Police Department, they released a few more details.
They're just like, hey buddy, what are you doing here?
He's like, just wanted to go somewhere warmer. That was his first Broncos game that he'd ever been to. Left around halftime, I guess. They found him yesterday in a Kmart parking lot. He was in good health. He was speaking and answering questions as if there was no issue. But you got to wonder about a guy that does that. Like, he's got to have beginning stages of dementia or
something. You don't just, I just wanted to go somewhere warm.
I understand if you're on mushrooms or you're tripping acid or something like that. You may
do strange things.
You may think to yourself, okay, I'm tired of watching my table try to eat my face. I must leave. And you get out and you start walking. Nature kind of takes hold of your brain. You're staring at trees. You wander off into the woods. Next thing you know, you're being attacked by a bear.
Yeah.
You're in your underwear. You end up on somebody's front porch, but it turns out that it's Leatherface's front porch. And
Leatherface.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that happens when you're tripping acid and you just want to go for a walk. But not when you just had your fill of football.
Sometimes you just had your fill. You have your fill and you're done.
You just got to walk 110 miles south.
And I would walk 110 miles, and I would walk 110 miles more to leave the game that the Broncos played, and I would fall down at Peyton Manning's door.
Yeah, so that's a weird story.
Yeah.
But I've got another one that's a little more bizarre.
Oh.
It's not really bizarre. It's just the shocking headline.
Mm-hmm.
I love shocking headlines.
Ooh.
This one is of Jose Canseco.
What did the juicer do?
Remember Jose Canseco?
Yes, he was one of the Bash Brothers.
He
of
was.
The Oakland Athletics fame.
40-40 guy.
Mm-hmm.
Former Texas Ranger great.
Mm-hmm.
Former Fort Worth Cat great.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 70.
Yeah.
Well, he decided while he was at home that he wanted to pull out one of his guns, not his arms, but mm-hmm. his actual gun,
mm-hmm.
and give it a polishing.
Yeah, so you got to polish that gun down.
So
got that gunpowder all up in it.
So when you pull a gun out and you're going to clean it, what's the first thing that you would think you might want to do?
Get the bullets out of it.
Take the bullets out. Make sure there's no bullets in there, right?
Yeah.
So you set your gun down, you get your polishing equipment out. You
click that button and the clip slides out, and then you got to cock the top so that the top bullet comes out.
Yeah,
and you're good to go.
Yeah, and then
you're good to clean.
Yeah, you can stare down the barrel of your own gun. You can set it down, you can fire it.
You never want to stare down the barrel of a gun, no matter whether it's clean or not.
Well, if it's unloaded, you can.
No, but you can, but you still don't want to.
You still don't want to. There's something weird about that.
Don't ever stare down the barrel of the gun, unless it's in pieces.
Right, then that's fine. So he pulls out his rag, grabs his gun, starts cleaning, shoots himself. Jose Canseco shot himself. Is he alive or is he not alive?
He's alive.
You think?
Yes.
This could have been a life-ending injury.
Well, if he was like you and stared down the barrel of the gun, yes, he would be dead. You ever seen Star Wars when Luke gets the lightsaber for the first time and Obi-Wan's like, this is the most dangerous weapon in the universe. What does he do? He looks right down the barrel of it.
Could have just put a hole right through his face.
That would have been a quick movie right there.
By the way, I saw some lightsaber chopsticks that are for sale.
I saw those. Those are great.
Pretty awesome. So anyway, Jose, cleaning his gun, fires it, shoots a finger off.
Oh.
He shot his finger off.
Nice.
So they rushed him to the hospital where the finger was basically dangling by just like a little piece of skin. So now they're trying to figure out, do they just go ahead and
snip it off,
or are they going to put it back on? What's more fun to look at, a Jose Canseco with a dangling finger?
Hell, he could do the thumb trick better,
right,
now.
Right, yeah. He'd be like, hey kids, check this out.
I still don't have a finger!
Or he could do the thing where it looks like he's got his finger shoved all the way up his nose.
And then he pulls out and where'd my finger go?
Oh, see, that could be fun. Mm-hmm. Here comes Russ.
I think the important thing to ask, though, is if it was his middle finger, he probably needs that. Because I feel like he probably uses that a lot.
That's true. That's a great point, Russ.
Do you think when they're asking him the question, he'll go, they go, Jose, do you want to give us the finger?
Wow. Wow. And the last thing that I wanted to get to, are you familiar with the works of Bill Murray?
Yes, I'm very fond of the works of Bill Murray.
What do you think about him as a person?
I think Bill Murray would be great as a person.
Well, he's done a lot of... He hasn't been top of mind as far as movies go until recently, because he's got a new movie on the way out called St. Vincent, where he just plays some scum of the earth type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes in this kid, and I guess he treats this kid to all kinds of cool things and basically plays a role model for
Bill Murray.
Yeah, he's Bill Murray. So he's known for showing up at people's weddings or crashing parties, or in one case he did a slow motion hallway walk with some kids, and that was the only point of the video, was to do a slow motion hallway walk with these kids down mm-hmm. a high school hallway.
That's awesome.
And I want to say back in when the Super Bowl was here in town, he had some sort of a promotion where you had to put this gigantic sign on top of your house. And they would fly around with a helicopter and try to find him. And he would go to these parties, or he would go to just one of those parties or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just does really cool things.
Yeah.
Not to mention that he's been a staple in classic movies.
Yeah.
He's great.
Bill Murray is great.
The only reason I bring it up
is
I'm this is a call to action.
We want Bill Murray to hang out with us?
This is not a call to action for us.
Oh.
I have a friend.
Oh, no.
Who...
We're giving away somebody else to Bill Murray? We're giving Bill Murray to somebody else?
Well, if this happens, we're definitely invited. Here's the call to action.
You jerk.
My friend Jenny.
Jenny. 867-5309?
She just recently got engaged to a boy. I don't know this guy, but I'm sure he's a cool dude because Jenny's awesome.
Okay, so Jenny wants him to hang out with Bill Murray?
She wants Bill Murray to officiate her wedding.
Okay.
So the call to action is, how do we get Bill Murray to come to town or to Austin where Jenny is, where she's probably going to get married, and get Bill Murray to officiate that wedding?
I don't know.
We have to figure that out. Because it seems like that's something that Bill Murray would do.
Bill Murray
like
would.
Like, if we just said, hey, we want Bill Murray to come hang out with us, he's not going to just come hang out with us, but he would officiate a wedding.
Is he legally able to do that?
I don't know.
First off, he'd have to be legally able to do that.
Well, what if he could just stand there? What if he's Jenny's fiance's best man?
What if he gives her away? What if Bill Murray gives her to him?
Right. Oof. I don't know how that would go over with Dick, Jenny's dad.
Well, Dick, I'm sorry you're getting trumped by Bill Murray, but it's Bill Murray.
So we have to figure out a way for my buddy Jenny to get Bill Murray to come to the wedding somehow.
I think that if he's in Austin, he might consider it. If he's not in Austin, not happening.
Yeah.
I don't know neither one of them are dying, right?
No, but Bill Murray doesn't do charitable work for people that are dying.
I mean, he would be more inclined to do it if they were dying. Like, it's something that Bill Murray just does things on a spur of a moment. Like, he'll just do, oh, there's something there? I'll go do that. I feel like that's how he is. He's just, like, flying by the seat of his pants. So if you happen to catch him in Austin or that day, like, say if you saw him somewhere and you went, hey, Bill Murray, my friend's getting married. Can you give her away?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That might be the more viable solution to the whole thing.
I just don't know how to plan this whole thing out because I feel like that's not how Bill Murray works.
It's true. I didn't think of it that way.
I don't mean to talk.
He is very fly-by-the-seat of his pants type of guy.
I don't mean to talk for Bill Murray.
Right.
Because I love Bill Murray. But I don't know. I don't know how you would facilitate him.
Well, if there's anybody that's listening to this that has a contact for Bill Murray or to Bill Murray, let him know that I'm doing a huge solid for my buddy Jenny.
867-5309.
And get
the
word out.
Tell him to call us at 867-5309.
Yeah.
That's where you can reach Jenny. She has never heard this joke before in her life.
Never.
Not a once.
Not anybody named Jenny has ever heard that joke.
That is a completely original joke.
So, Bill Murray, if you're listening to this right now, do me a solid. Holler at me. So that I can get you in touch with my homie Jenny, and you can officiate her wedding.
Greg will be...
That's huge paying it forward on my part.
Well, yeah, and because you'll also be there and get to see Bill Murray.
I get to take pictures with him first. How about that?
Selfish. Selfish shellfish. I would like to say to the Marvel Company, you guys really know how to make me a happy boy. They released the list of movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
Which are, I want to see every one of them.
Yeah. I heard about this. I haven't seen what all is coming out, though.
There's another Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, nice.
There's the Avengers. They're doing the Civil War movie. They're doing a Doctor Strange movie. They're doing a Captain Marvel movie. They're doing so many movies.
And they all come out, like, we're talking 2018-19 type stuff.
Oh, this
stuff
is
too.
All planned. They've had this plan from when Iron Man was a hit. They had the little teasers to different things. Like, this is Jump Street. We know what we're doing here.
Right.
And boy, have they delivered on every movie. Even the Thor movies, which I'm not, like, they're not the best movies. They still are good movies.
Yeah.
I've loved.
They're very well written. They're very well acted.
I've loved every Marvel movie so far. So, Marvel, you're doing all things good. I love you.
I need to get familiar with Ultron.
Ultron.
I don't know who Ultron is.
Well,
That's a robot character I've never heard of until like 2 days ago.
The problem with Ultron and these movies are they had to take a different approach because Ant-Man movie's coming out, but it's actually Ant-Man who invents Ultron.
Okay.
Because he uses his Pym particles. But Ultron is essentially like, the Avengers are all together, and one of the guys like, well, we can't be everywhere all the time. What if there was something that was? So he invents Ultron to fight evil. Ultron then becomes evil. So the way that I see it is he's going to be like, the only way I can help you guys is by killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what Ultron is.
Okay.
So Ultron sees things going on, becomes this evil bastard, and then decides to kill the Avengers. And he pretty much did. And you know what? You know who helped out in the killing? Because whenever you kill an Ultron, he learns from that, and his brain is not in the robot that you killed.
So there's one main Ultron.
There is no main Ultron. He can just go to another body. There's no main hub for Ultron, because he goes to the cloud.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there's a bajillion Ultrons.
There's going to be a bajillion Ultrons.
And they all are collective brain.
Yes.
And then one gets killed, and it processes how it got killed and was like, that's not going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's Ultron right there.
Mmm. Sweet.
So, and the way that they beat Ultron in the comics was helped by Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Holy crap, holy.
Also, they're introducing Black Panther.
This is just, it's one big incestual...
I can't believe the scale.
Nerd out fantasy.
The absolute scale of these movies is going to be... By the time they fight Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet, you're going to have a huge cast.
Yeah.
Of all stars, because all the stars are like, I want to be in that movie.
Why wouldn't you? Why would you not want to be in that movie?
I want to be in that movie.
Yeah, because it's going to be the highest grossing movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, in the galaxy.
Where the Guardians are.
What? That's so insane.
I'm so excited. I'm so flippin' excited.
Did you see this new trailer that
I
they
did,
put out?
With the extra bonus footage.
Yeah, where they're all sitting around. Pick up Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer. And nobody can do it, although Chris Evans did move it.
He moved it, and it made Thor
a little bit nervous. He just went, whoa. Yeah.
He moved it, but he couldn't pick it up. And then Thor picks up the hammer, and says, you can't pick this up because you're not worthy.
And then Ultron busts in. He's like, none of y'all mother effers is worthy.
That was a haggard-looking Ultron, though.
And that's Ultron Mark One. Ultron yeah. then starts... And then he has teeth, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But Spader is Ultron. So sinister. I love it.
Spader's Ultron?
Spader is the voice of Ultron.
Wow.
So Red Reddington.
I love Spader.
Red Reddington is Ultron.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Make sure to check out the website, thegregandgregshow.com.
Marvel Comics and Marvel everything. I love you guys so very much. You are my favorite comic books evers.
High five to you guys. Was it a high five or was that a hand clap?
Hold on, one more time. Ooh, we did a fake out there. You thought it was going to be one thing, it was the other.
Yeah, what is it? High five or hand clap? All right, boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.